Now today, friends, we come to this very remarkable sixth chapter of Luke. And the first part of it, of course, is almost like the other synoptic gospels. That is what we have in Matthew and Mark. We have, for instance, this instance of Christ on the Sabbath day. And this, of course, is where the enemy broke with him. From this time on, they attempted to kill him because of his attitude and his action relative to the Sabbath day. And we have the incident of the Sabbath day out in the fields where his own plucked corn and rubbed it in their hands. And they call that thrashing grain on the Sabbath day. Well, they didn't take in consideration these men were hungry, that they were following him, and it cost them something to follow him. Then we have the incident of the Sabbath day in the synagogue, because they put a man there with a withered hand. He was planted there, you may be sure. And they really gave him a wonderful compliment. They believed he'd heal him. And you know something? He healed him. They were right about that. That's one time the enemy was exactly right. Our Lord healed him. And they used that as an occasion to accuse him. They said, "You've done this on the Sabbath day." And believe me, we're told, verse 11, "And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus." And Matthew says they plotted his death from that moment on. Now we come to a section of the Gospel of Luke that actually, although my Scofield Reference Bible says that you find it in Matthew and you find it in Mark, and you find also the Sermon on the Mount, beginning here with verse 20, you find that in Matthew, and I totally disagree with that. This is all brand new, and I'll tell you why when we get to it. But what we have here are the 12 now chosen as apostles. I mentioned, I think, just about 2 days ago that what we had was the fact that he got introduced to the apostles when he went to Jerusalem, that is, some of them. And then later on, he walked by the Sea of Galilee, and he called those men. And they went back to fishing. And he went by and called them again. And we saw at that time, and when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. That's Luke 5:11. Now they are with him. Now we come to the third stage, and he chooses 12 of these men who became his apostles. Out of the disciples, he chooses 12 as apostles. And we've had that before, by the way, in both Matthew and Mark. And I have a list of those that have gone out previously. I trust that you have them in your notes. And if you do not have them in your notes, why, that means that you ought to have them there. And we would suggest any new listeners to ask for the list of the apostles, because it's important to have them. We have here now, and I'm going to read some of this. "It came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." This is remarkable. He considered it important to pray all night to God. Why? Well, for the very simple reason that he was going to choose these 12 men. And even one of those turned out to be a traitor. Another one of them denied him, but he turned out all right. And you have here the calling and choosing of the apostles, therefore. And he spent the entire night in prayer before making his choice. God's men are always chosen. Oh, they're candidates, to be sure. But you remember he said in the Gospel of John, "You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you." That's been a great comfort to me. I was a teller in a bank when the Lord called me. I didn't have any idea of ever being a preacher. I always actually looked down on preachers. I never thought much of them. And he called me. And I've always felt good about it, because if he called me, he's responsible. I didn't call him. He called me. That's wonderful. He says, "You've not chosen me, I've chosen you." I love that. They tell me election is something fearful. It's great comfort if you understand what it really means. And the Lord found that it was essential and practical to spend the entire night in prayer before selecting the 12 apostles. And men for God's work ought to be chosen on the basis of much prayer. Be sure they're God's chosen. The robe of Elijah did not fall accidentally on Elisha. It fell providentially. And the present-day procedure of the church is far from his standard. We follow our feelings. We consult our own selfish desires. And we use human measuring rods rather than his. And we find that he chose these 12 men. I'm not going through the list. We've been through that before.